You know that moment at a party where everything clicks? The pool's cold, the drinks are sweating, someone's in a Speedo talking about existential intimacy, and suddenly you're in a soul-bearing circle with friends who, let's be real, are chosen family. Yeah, that. Hey friends, and welcome to the very first episode of what I'm tentatively calling Soft Weird, the podcast that loves a twisted story, a vulnerable moment, and the messy, beautiful in-between. My name is Paul Cram, actor, artist, guy who spent far too long trying to fit into other people's expectations before realizing my unique weirdness is the real flex. This show, I'm hoping, will be part story time, part soul searching, and always a little unexpected. So grab a cold drink, maybe a pool float, and settle in. So over the past year, I've been saying yes to more things, like joining kickball and dodgeball through Stonewall Sports. And with that, I've somehow gathered this beautiful constellation of new friends. One of them, Annika, they helped throw a summer bash called Pride in July. And it was absolutely ridiculous in the best way. There was not one, not two, but three inflatable pools, a bonfire, rainbow everything, and just a lot of good people everywhere. Picture this, folks in bikinis, Speedos, board shorts. Everyone's holding something cold and fizzy. Specifically, we're clustered around a giant oak tree in the backyard. Yes, shade. I mean, this is totally queer barbecue vibes. That's where I met up with my pal, Mac. For Mac, a picture, black hair, hairy chest, clean-shaven face, soft-eyed, charming. He's got this young gay otter energy that's just arg. It's too adorable. And classic twist, his ex-boyfriend is still around, still close, still going on road trips with him and meeting each other's families. Honestly, I kind of smile at that. Love is weird. Love is long. But I digress. So Max starts talking about something called The Rundown. It's a conversation game with some rules that are basically a rejection of dull small talk. I jotted the rules down and they are something like, one, small talk is the conversation you're supposed to be having. The rundown is the one you want to be having. Two, why chew the fat when you can chew the meat? Three, if you can think it, you can ask it. Four, if all else fails, just say, how many virgins? So I was immediately intrigued by this. I especially love that third one, that third sort of rule, if you can think it, you can ask it. So I was thinking about that a little bit. And then Mac follows up with, oh, and have you also ever done the 36 questions that lead to love with a, you know, with a boyfriend or somebody? I hadn't even heard of them. So while I'm having this existential crisis of thinking this must be why I'm single, Mac pulls up the list on his phone and starts reading some of them aloud. And before I know it, we're all standing in this circle, arms linked around each other's shoulders, a whole group of us, people that I've just met this past year. We're answering questions that some of them went pretty deep. Some of them we took them deeper. An example of one would be, who would you have dinner with if you could pick anyone? That can be as easy, as shallow, or as deep as you want it, you know. And a few of us said that we would have dinner with loved ones who've passed, and we kind of gave some of the reasons why. I would say that in this moment, when we're all of our arms are linked shoulder to shoulder, I mean, we were laughing. There was tenderness. There's some vulnerability in there. And thinking about that moment and looking back on it, it hits me with a warm wave of realization that this is living. This is friendship. This is acceptance. This is love. And maybe some listeners know this kind of moment wasn't always available to specifically me. I grew up in a pretty religious environment that came with a lot of homophobia, which it left marks, and I'm still slowly healing in certain places. But with focus, therapy, support groups, soul searching, lots of reading, and a whole lot of unlearning, I've made it here. Standing here in my little Speedo, arm in arm with friends under a tree in a backyard, being loved and loving back. Fully seen, fully weird, fully me. So I want to recommend these two conversation tools for you. First one is the rundown for cutting through the fluff and getting to the real stuff. Second one is obviously the 36 questions that lead to love. I barely touched on that one. But that's a really great list. It helps. It digs into sort of the psychological, like why you start to answer and you start to give reasons for your answer. And it really starts to show how you think, how you feel, what's important to you. I'll link both in the show notes, where you can use them with your friends, partners, crushes. I mean, heck, bring them to your next pool party, right? I want to say thanks for being here for this first episode of Soft Weird. I'm really glad that I'm doing this. I'm glad that you're listening. If you do want more behind-the-scenes stories, actor life stuff, and general oddities from yours truly, I also would encourage you to sign up for my monthly newsletter, The Softly Weird Dispatch. The link will be in the show notes too. And hey, I hope that you're having the day that you deserve.